Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought some of the ahadith with regards to Jahannam, with regards to the day of Qiyamah, how severe it will be, how intense it will be. As mentioned, not to frighten us and to make us scared, but to let us be aware that there is such a day which is a haqiqat, which is a reality, and that day is coming, that Jahannam is a reality, and that Jahannam is something that a person who disbelieves and a person who goes against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's something that he should have in front of him, that this is what I'm heading towards, this is what is facing me. So this will help a person to take the right action, to be aware, like the child is going towards the fire. Then sometimes the child is innocent, young, he doesn't know the intensity of the fire. So now and then it is nice for the father to explain to the child with a candle or something to show him how hot it is. Let's see how hot this thing is, this is what it can do to you, to create that fear in his heart so he doesn't go near it and he doesn't want to play with the fire. So therefore these ahadith are here, not to frighten us and to put us into a depression, but to keep us alert and keep us away. If it wasn't for these type of ahadith and these type of things, then what will keep a person on the right path? What will stop him from indulging in fraud, from indulging in illicit activities, from indulging in those things that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from taking away the rights of people, of women, of orphans, etc.? Nothing will be there to stop him, but these things in front of him will keep him on guard. So the hadith we did yesterday, and Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُؤْتَى بِجَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَهَا سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ زِمَامٍ مَعَ كُلِّ زِمَامٍ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ يَجُرُّونَهَا. رواه مسلم. That on the day of Qiyamah, Jahannam will be drawn closer. And Jahannam will have 70,000 reins, like 70,000 ropes attached to it. And each rope, there will be 70,000 angels pulling it. So you can imagine how huge it will be. If 70,000 reins and 70,000 angels will be required to bring it and drag it and pull it forward and bring it closer. So this shows the intensity and the size of Jahannam. Today's hadith, النعمان بن بشير رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن أهون أهل النار عذابا يوم القيامة لرجل يوضع في أحمص قدميه جمرتان يغلي منهما دماغه ما يرى أن أحدا أشد منه عذابا وأنه لأهونهم عذابا. متفق عليه. نعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه, he is describing and explaining. He said, we heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that the person that will be given the lightest punishment in the fire of Jahannam, the lightest punishment from the fire of Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah will be a man. It will be placed in the arch of his feet. In the arch of his feet it will be placed coals. So on each foot there will be a coal placed on the arch of his foot. And this will cause his brains to boil. So that as from the bottom, because of the intensity of the heat that will pass through his body, it will cause his brains to boil. And this person will think that there isn't any person that is punished more severely than me. So he will think that he is getting the severest punishment in the fire of Jahannam. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that this person will be getting the lightest form of punishment. So you can imagine how intense it will be, that fire of Jahannam. Allah Pak save us all. So can we imagine what the severity of the fire of Jahannam is? Allah Pak save us all. Today's hadith, and Samura ibn Jundub radiallahu anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, minhum man ta'khudhu an-nar ila ka'bihi. From the fire of Jahannam will be engulfing some people up till their ankles. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَأْخُذُهُ إِلَىٰ رُكْبَتِهِ. And some people, it will engulf them higher till their knees. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَأْخُذُهُ إِلَىٰ حُجْزَتِهِ. And some people, it will engulf them even higher, right up till their waist. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَأْخُذُهُ إِلَىٰ تَرْقُوتِهِ. And some people, it will engulf them right up till their collarbone. So in other words, depending on the level of person's sins, some people engulf him up till his ankles, some till the knees, some people up till the waist, and some people right up till the collarbone, right up till the shoulders, the fire of Jahannam will engulf the person. Read one more short hadith. عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يقوم الناس لرب العالمين حتى يغيب أحدهم في رشحه إلى أنصاف أذنيه متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما, he mentioned that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that people will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and their perspiration will be, some people's perspiration will be till halfway through his ears. In other words, so high his perspiration will be. Ulama explained due to two things. Two things generally cause a person to perspire. One is intense heat. So on that day, the sun will be just 1 mile above a person's head. And the other thing that generally causes a person to perspire is stress, is pressure, is worry. A person has got anxiety, he's under heavy stress, then he starts perspiring. So the level of anxiety and the level of stress on that day will be so high, coupled with the fact that the sun is so low, it will cause so much of perspiration. Ulama just explained that how is it possible that we have everyone on one plane, but different levels of perspiration. In other words, if we are on one plane, if we are in one swimming pool, you'll find that the water level is always the same. How can for some people be much higher, some people be much lower? Ulama explained too, there can be two possibilities. Is on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will even defy physics. Such a severe day, Allah Pak will defy physics on that day, number one. Number two, the second explanation ulama give is some people will be sunk in a little bit more. So the ground will be lower. Now if the ground is lower, then the perspiration levels will be slightly higher on their body. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do on that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of keeping that day in front of us all the time. Because this is the thing that will help us to correct our actions, to keep us on the right path, and to keep us not thinking anything about ourselves. Because we know when we are going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day, then He will be the one to judge whether we have got or we don't have. Up till this day, up till this point, right up till that point, we don't know whether we have accumulated anything or we have accumulated nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one that will judge on that day. So let us keep our focus daily, whenever we're doing anything, keep our focus on the akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.